I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World.
The sun is actually shining outside, but homes are continuing to flood.
That's Houston resident Will Bradley summing up the situation in his hometown today. He's been using his kayak to rescue people trapped by Tropical Storm Harvey.
People are tired. They're mentally drained, emotionally drained. People are just exhausted, but people continue to show up and help in droves, and it's been an amazing thing to see just the neighborhoods and the communities.
The storm has already caused catastrophic flooding, driving tens of thousands out of their homes. The city of Houston was among the hardest hit, and many are wondering whether it could have done more to prepare for the flooding. For more on this, we turn to Dale Morris. He works for the Dutch government, and part of his job is to advise U.S. cities on water management initiatives. The Netherlands is considered a global leader in that area. I asked Morris how he would advise Houston.
This is the third major flood in Houston in the last 3 years. So this condition is sort of becoming the new normal. And the way you deal with this is a way that Houston perhaps may need to change some of its practices. You need to zone better. You need to make sure people don't live in the floodplains, or if they do, that they have houses that are elevated and can withstand floods, that there are storage areas where you can store massive amounts of rainfall, where you can add additional pump capacity to help drain the land where that is, and where you create green space so that the water that falls from the sky can be absorbed as groundwater as opposed to running off down concrete or asphalt-paved streets.
A lot of it has to do with kind of making a city more of a sponge than a barrier to water. Isn't that right?
Well, you're exactly right. Some of the issues that Houston is confronting now, the Dutch have confronted too, in that the initial reaction is always to fight the water, to channel it away, to pump it away. And the Dutch have learned, certainly over the last 30 or 40 years, and our work in New Orleans and New York, post-Sandy and Norfolk and other places, show that you have to actually create a more resilient system so that the ground and the grass and your natural environments become the place where water naturally gets stored, as opposed to having it, again, channeled on concrete-paved streets where it can't drain anywhere, and thus you get backup flooding.
Isn't there a limit to what coastal cities, whether in the U.S. or elsewhere, can do to prepare? I mean, at a certain point, we don't know what's going to happen. Can a city truly be prepared?
So let's be perfectly clear here. I don't think there's any city in the world that could have dealt with 51 or 52 inches of rain in a matter of 72, 80 hours. There would be flooding no matter what. The issue is, how long is it going to take Houston to recover from this? Its economy, its people, its landscape. What impact will this have? So yes, Harvey may be an outlier at the end of the bell curve, but it is quite clear for Houston and for New Orleans and for other U.S. coastal cities, certainly those cities need to be thinking more long-term. And you don't have to think about protecting yourself against the one in 10,000-year flood or the one in 5,000-year flood, which are some of the standards are set in the Netherlands, but those are different weather conditions. But you do need to think about how to make it so that you can recover from a storm like this, not 5 years later or 3 years later or 10 years later, as was often the case, which you saw in New Orleans, but within, 6 months or 2 months.
Is a city like Houston, given how it's developed and how it's built and where it is and everything else, is it viable in the long run?
I don't think anyone knows the answer to that question. Again, we don't know what the rate of sea level rise is going to be. We don't know what investments the city of Houston may make. Parts of the Netherlands are 21, 22 feet below sea level. But with their investments in infrastructure and sound water management and coastal barriers and urban water management practices and green infrastructure, they feel very confident that they are going to be able to maintain living well in that landscape for the next 100 or 200 years. I think our current time frame in the U.S., we plan 5-10 years down the road. And for water management, you want to look at much longer and see what's needed to stay there. And there are 6 million people in that region. The rest of the U.S. depends upon Houston for its petrochemical output and for a bunch of other things. Asking whether it's worth spending $20 billion or $30 billion to protect a multi-hundred-billion-dollar city, there's an easy answer to that question.
Dale Morris works for the Dutch Embassy in Washington on water management issues.